Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'll be with you for the next hour. You're listening to us on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon in Capitol Coast, and Sunday night in Wellington, and maybe any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. And hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest good Irish music, the latest news from Ireland. And we're down now to the final stages of what's going to happen with Brexit. Apparently overnight, agreement has been reached between Britain and the European Union. So now Theresa May has to take that back to her cabinet today and then to the House. And the headline on the Irish Daily Mail today, it says, now it's over to this lot. And this lot is Theresa May, Boris Johnson and Arlene Foster. And Johnson and Foster have said that they don't like what they think is in the bag. So we'll have to, says European Union agrees to deal with UK for no Irish border. That'll be good news to Dublin. Sources here insist plan protects Ireland, but Brexiteers and DUP vent fury. So more on that, we'll go through that, and of course that'll be given publicity a lot here in New Zealand over the next few days. And well done, it was nice to see Ireland in the news last night with the opening of the New Zealand embassy in Dublin, and of course a big weekend with the All Blacks taking on Ireland. And hopefully later in the programme tonight, I'm hoping to speak to one of the stars of the Irish festival in New Zealand, Damien Dempsey, who's warming up for a concert in Christchurch tomorrow night. So stay with me for the next hour, and we'll start off with another man here, and we're going to have a song from him first. It's called Get What You Want, Mick Flannery. Thank you. Here we go. Take it away, Mick.
Searching the past for the bad that is in me. I'm trying to see if I've lost anything. I stumble upon the fact that nobody's watching. Now how they ever gonna catch me? How they ever gonna catch me? It's a Saturday night, it's a February. Got nothing to do, I got no one to see. Not even a God to take pity on me. Not even a God to take pity on me. I'm sitting alone with that guilty old feeling, like I let someone down by the way that I live. If I'm sitting alone, I ain't hurting nobody, but I'm only gonna get what I give, boy. Said I'm only gonna get what I give. On a Saturday night in a February, with nothing to do and nobody to see. Not even a God to pass judgment on me. Not even a God to pass judgment on me. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Well, not long to wait now until the New Zealand Irish Festival gets underway. And that was Mick Flannery there. And he's one of the artists playing in New Zealand over the next few days, along with Damien Dempsey, who will be speaking to in 15 minutes. And also playing as part of the New Zealand Irish Festival is Lisa O'Neill from Cavan, as well as comedians Alan McElroy from Dublin and Darren Jardine from Belfast. And don't forget, the Irish Film Festival gets underway tomorrow. And listening in Auckland, obviously, this programme goes out on Saturday night in Wellington, or in Christchurch and Wellington on Sunday night. It's a bit late. So really, listeners in Auckland, this is your chance to book tickets to see these artists over the next few days. Damien is at the Tuning Fork on Friday night, and tomorrow night there's a film festival kicks underway with Making the Grade on at the Academy Cinema here in Auckland at 6:30 p.m. And the producer of that, director, is coming out from Ireland. He'll be doing a question and answer session afterwards. That's Ken Wardrop. So Making the Grade, it's on at the Academy tomorrow night, so you've plenty of time to get in there and get tickets. There's still plenty of tickets available. There's a few tickets available for Damien's show on Friday night at the Tuning Fork, which is part of that Vector or Spark Arena now. And you can get details on the other events website, NZ Irish Festival, or the website is nzirishfest.co.nz. And get out and support this festival that has been put together by Jerry Paul. As I mentioned just before that last piece of music, the British government has signed an agreement with the European Union on their plans to leave. This agreement has to be brought before the British Cabinet today, and then before the House of Commons. And so it's Irish Times leads with the headline, Brexit enters endgame as May puts draft agreement to Cabinet. Johnson says deal is vassal state stuff and utterly unacceptable. Irish ministers on standby for Cabinet meeting to approve final text. So Theresa May will chair an emergency Cabinet meeting today after negotiators agreed the draft text of a withdrawal agreement, including a backstop to ensure there can be no hard border after Brexit. If ministers approve the deal, it will go to a European Union leaders special summit in Brussels on the 25th of November, before being put to votes at Westminster and the European Parliament. Neither side released details of the agreement, which is reported to run to 500 pages ahead of the Cabinet meeting today. So it says here, as soon as the breakthrough was announced, however, Conservative Brexiteers said they would vote against the deal, which former UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson described as utterly unacceptable. It's vassal state stuff, as for the first time in 1,000 years, this Parliament will not have a say over the laws that govern this country. It's utterly unacceptable to anybody who believes in democracy, he said. So, sounds like it's going to be a chaotic day today in London, but no doubt the news will break through here on the main media forum tomorrow. But certainly, it looks like that you know, the Irish government is getting its wish with no no plans for a hard border. But you know, obviously, there's an awful lot to go happen before. And because, you know, if they can't agree, it'll go to a hard Brexit, which all wants. Right, let's go with Damien Dempsey here, and he's singing about Kilburn Stroll.
city was as lonely as could be. I wandered in the nighttime out in search of company. Feel real isolation when all around me life, familiar but unfriendly, unfriendly with no choice. I can see the evil, but I can feel the good, shining out to greet me from within bone and blood. Throwing out this loneliness, I can't stick it anymore. Only need myself tonight to open up that door. And I know that sometimes it gets so bad, but you're not on your own, so don't be sad. 'Cause if you feel real bad, then you're not on your own tonight. Please don't be so sad, 'cause you're not on your own tonight. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, I know the feeling. I love to tell me nothing, 'cause you know I know the feeling. Everybody seems to think it's they who bear the pain, they who bear the biggest cross, the loneliness and the shame. Day to day you suffer when you're living in your past. If you started living for the now, you can free yourself at last. If you started living for the now, free yourself and those around. Experience and celebrate the freedom that you found. You could free yourself forever, live life as you should. Choice is yours to take now, 'cause I've said all that I could. But I know that sometimes it gets so bad, but you're not on your own, so don't be sad. 'Cause if you feel real bad, then you're not on your own tonight. Please don't be so sad, 'cause you're not on your own tonight. Well, if you feel real bad, then you're not on your own tonight. Please don't be so sad, 'cause you're not on your own tonight. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, well, if you feel real bad, then you're not on your own. Please don't be so sad, 'cause you're not on your
Yes, well, that is Damien Dimsey, but you got a bit of two songs there, because all these songs now are on my phone, and I just touched it, moving it around here, and off she went. So you got a bit of Kilburn Stroll and Not On Your Own, and we'll be speaking to the main man himself in a few minutes' time, chatting about his visit down here to New Zealand. And welcome along, if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. And obviously a big weekend, big week for Irish-New Zealand relations, with New Zealand opening its embassy in Dublin on Tuesday, and or Monday, was it? It was on the news on last night, and Winston Peters, the Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister over there for the celebrations, and I'm sure he's staying on until the weekend when Ireland play the All Blacks at the Aviva Stadium at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, Irish time. So if you want, haven't got Sky, the Irish club are opening early on Sunday morning, and urging people to dress up and go in there, and there should be a great atmosphere. So if you're in the Auckland area, and obviously if you're listening in Christchurch, I'm sure people have some of the Irish pubs down there will be watching it early. It's a perfect time for people to watch it here in the early hours of Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, 7 p.m. on Saturday, Irish time. And Team News is that on the weather. It looks like it's going to be a fine night, which is good, so it should be a good open game. But Robbie Henshaw is definitely out, and Conor Murray's out, and of course Sean O'Brien broke his arm the other day, so he's out as well. But there's hopes that Rob Kearney will be back along with Gary Ringrose. Certainly Joe Schmidt will be picking a very strong team, and then all eyes will be on Schmidt in 2 weeks' time to see what his decision is. All indications are that he'd probably leave Ireland after the World Cup next year and come back to live in New Zealand, and I'm sure he will continue his coaching career down here, whether it's in the top job straight away or as a Super Rugby coach. We'll just have to wait and see. But certainly people have been looking forward to this game all year. It's number one, the All Blacks, against number two, Ireland. And as Steve Hansen said, it should be a winner's take all this weekend. Whoever wins this game probably deserved the tag to be number one. But I don't think the All Blacks can be knocked off their perch as seeded number one. But certainly if the stadium could hold 100,000, the tickets would have been sold for the game this weekend. Ireland had a scratchy enough performance against Argentina last weekend. Not sure if any listeners went over to Sydney, but 15,000 people turned up to see last year's All-Ireland and last year's league champions Galway against Kilkenny. And Galway won that game after being down by 15 points at one stage and had a man sent off, their star player Joe Canning. But the game ended level at full time, and rather than playing extra time, the rules stated that they were going to have a 65 metre puck out or a puck over, and Galway won that, scoring 3 to Kilkenny's 2. But I heard the Galway and Kilkenny coaches, Michael Donoghue and Brian Cody, being interviewed afterwards, and they thought the exercise was great and the quality of the hurling was good. It wasn't just an exhibition game, and I think the GAA, it was a trial, and they might be back again in 2 years' time. All right, we'll continue on with a bit of music, and hopefully after this we'll be having a chat to Damien Dimsey. We'll go with Damien singing here with Lumiere.
And later time. fast asleep. Alas, the world will end when cold lies in slumber deep. Or hark a voice like thunder's bang. The west's away, sing all our dreams cry. We'll watch till day for Aaron's sake.
Yes, Damien Dimsey there with Lumiere, and we'll be speaking to Damien in about 5 minutes' time. You're listening to Ireland Calling. And just to remind you once again that the New Zealand Irish Fest gets underway tomorrow night. And if you're in Auckland, you've got the premiere of the movie New Zealand, Making the Grade. That's at the Academy at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. You can get tickets at the door. And the director, Ken Wardrop, he's coming over from Ireland, and he'll be there to do a question and answer session afterwards. Go on to the website if you want to see all the other events that's happening around the country over the next few days in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch, New Zealand, irishfest.co.nz. But the Damien Dimsey is playing at the Tuning Fork in Auckland, which is part of the Spark Arena venue on Friday night. I think that concert would kick off around 9 or 9:30, but Jerry Paul and his band are playing beforehand. So get out there if you're picking us up on the planetaudio.org.nz during the week in Wellington and Christchurch site, and find out where the gigs are down there, and the film festival is on. A great opportunity. Right, we're looking at some other headlines from the Irish papers, and this dominated the sports news in Ireland on Monday. A referee in a soccer match between a team from Mullingar and Horsleap in County Westmeath was attacked in the car park after the game. He basically bucked and sent off a Mullingar player, and an argument started, and he called the game off. And as he headed to the car to head on home, he was living in Mullingar, he was attacked by at least two, possibly three men, two players, and he broke his jaw and fractured his eye socket. And there's a picture of him in all the papers on Tuesday, and he said he forgives his attackers, but the police look like that they're going to make arrests over the coming days. But the referee here said, Daniel Sweeney, he's originally from Dundalk and Donegal, said he doesn't hold any animosity against the attackers, but he hopes that better plans are put in place for the officials at games, because you know, there's this, like, this thing shouldn't happen. Of course, Ireland are playing Northern Ireland in a friendly soccer match on Thursday night at the Aviva Stadium. And of course, the last, they've only had one friendly game in the last 20 years, but that's over 20 years ago. In fact, it's probably 25 years ago, I think it was, when Ireland played Northern Ireland to qualify for the what was it? Must have been 1993. I remember I broadcasted the game here on the old Planet FM radio from the studio in Auckland, but it must have been to qualify. It definitely was to qualify for the World Cup in 1994. And Billy Bingham was managing Northern Ireland then. And I'm just trying to think, Daly, I think, that scored the Irish goal and took Ireland. They flew up the team that night and flew back again. There was a lot of tension, and but I see the man that scored the winning goal that night, he wasn't even invited to the game at the Aviva on Thursday night. And by the time the Real invited him, it was too late, he's too busy. But anyway, obviously police are hoping that there'll be no trouble, because you know, James McLean, who's refused to wear a poppy and at the match in England for his team over the last 2 weeks, he's playing for Ireland, and some of the Northern Ireland fans might take offence to that. Okay, we'll continue on, and we'll have another song here, and come back and talk to you after that. But we'll go with another song here from Damien Dimsey, and this is Sing All Our Hearts Away. If I can get this up and running here, we'll get this off now, get the right number. Damien Dimsey, number 14. Right, here we go. Thank you.
hides the bottles round the house. She watches chat shows and the soaps, broken hearted but she copes. Michael's out of work, feels he's sinking in the muck. He's unshaven and a mess, finds it hard some days to dress. Stevie's smashed to death, 'cause he can't express himself. He's consumed by rage, like his father at his age. Rita's little child has a lovely little smile, but this means nothing to our father, 'cause he's never even seen her. We sing all our cares away. We live to find another day. Joey's off the gear, he's been clean for half a year. He gets bored out of his mind, but he's trying to toe the line. Maggie's in a chair, while joyriding put her there. She puts the kettle on the boil, and she's always got a smile. We sing on.
Right, well, we haven't got Damien yet, but hopefully we'll have him in a few minutes' time. He's just running between hotel and a studio or a venue in Christchurch to rehearse for his show, which is, I'm pretty sure, tomorrow night. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll just have a look here at the sports fixtures at the weekend. So just in case you hadn't caught up with it, Ireland beat Argentina. Sloppy enough game, but Ireland winning 28-17. And only disappointment was that before the game started, Robbie Hinshaw pulled hamstring, and he's actually out for the game against the All Blacks. And more disappointment, Sean O'Brien, who's just come back playing his first test for nearly a year. Well, he hadn't played since the Lions match, Lions tour down here last year. He broke his arm, but he hopes to be back for the Six Nations and obviously the World Cup next year. So the big game this weekend is Ireland against New Zealand, and that came on early hours of Sunday morning here, 8 a.m. And if you're in Auckland, the Irish Society are putting on the game on the big screen there. So if you want to head over there. Right, come back to that score of that game in Sydney. Galway 4-23, Kilkenny 3-26. Galway won, that was a draw, and Galway won on the free, taking 4 points to 3. But 15,000 turned up. Dr. Crokes, the Munster Senior Football Championship semi-final, were too good for St. Finbars, winning 5-20 to 1-11. And that was the first time that St. Finbars had won the Cork County Final, so disappointment that they didn't go on a bit further. The Leinster Senior Football Championship quarter final, Portlaoise played Moorfield, and Portlaoise winning that 1-14, 1-11. Munster Senior Football Championship semi-final, Milltown Malbay make their own bit of history, beating the Nair 2-11 to 9 points. And Mannion hits the way for Crokes, that's Kilmacourt Crokes. Kilmacourt Crokes there, 2-17, and St. Peter's Dunboyne, 7 points. Down in Leinster, Éire Óg, Senior Football Championship quarter-final, Éire Óg, 2-9, Newton Blues, 8 points. Connacht, Corrifin were too strong, way too strong for Clonagale, huge hammering, 4-22 to 7 points. And I see there Anthony Cunningham has taken over managing the Roscommon football team. And up in Ulster, the Senior Hurling Championship final, Cushendall 1-15 beat Ballycron. All right, we'll take another bit of music and then come back. And hopefully, Damien to have a chat with him here on the programme. So we might as well play another song from his album, seeing as he's playing here in New Zealand this, what do you call it, week as part of the New Zealand Irish Festival. So I think we'll go with Factories. We'll see what this is like. Or no, we'll go with Kelly from The Boy from Killeen.
What's the news? What's the news? Oh, my bowl shall be years. It's your long barrel gun of the sea. Say what wind from the sun blows your messenger here with his hymn of the dawn for the free. Godly news, do I bring you to port? Godly news, will you hear? Man. For the boys march up down from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Killeen. Well, tell me, who is that giant with the gold curling hair? He who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height with some inches to spare. Well, he looks like a king in command. Army boys, that's the pride of the bold Chevaliers, among our greatest of heroes of man. Fling your beavers aloft and give three ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Killeen. Well, Enniscort, he's in flames, and old Wexford is won. And tomorrow, the barrow we will pass. On the hill or the town, we have planted that gun. Double butter, the gateways of Ross. All the fort men and by. The foremost of men in that grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Killeen. But the gold sun of freedom grew darkened at last, and it's set by the Slaney's red waves. And poor Wexford, stripped naked, hung high on a cross, her heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the bold men who died for the cause of the dead. Leinster's own darling and pride, Dauntless Kelly, the boy from Killeen.
My buddy Stevie, I loved him well. We had some laughs, he was sound as a bell. Our little lives, they ran parallel. He played with fire and got burnt as hell. And I'm remembering little things we've done. We bumped the train out to the beach and run. We'd steal some ice pops and laughing run. And through the sand.
Well, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet of M studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, a beautiful day up here, and we're delighted to the main man that's helping, or part of the New Zealand Irish Festival, which is running over the next 3 days in venues in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch, Damien Dempsey, who we spoke to on the programme here a few years ago, the last time he was here. Damien, you're very welcome to Ireland Calling and back to New Zealand.
Thanks very much, Oliver. It's great to be back in out here.
Very good. Well, you brought the fine weather with you and you're in a good place to start the tour. Christchurch is going mad down there this week. It's Cup and Show week, so they had a big night down there, a big day yesterday, and it continues right through the week, and obviously you're there in the thick of it to kick off the New Zealand Irish Festival, and it must be lovely to be back here again.
Ah, it's great to be back. You know, it's a very, very friendly country of friends, you know, very, very nice people, and I suppose it's an island nation like our own, you know, so I think any island nation with the wind surrounded by sea is always a bit, I don't know, more chilled out and more friendly or something. I think it's a sea air or something, you know.
And of course, it's a big week in New Zealand-Irish relations. New Zealand government just opened an embassy in Dublin, and Ireland played the All Blacks in Lansdowne Road in the early hours of Sunday morning. So a great time for Irish-New Zealand relations this week.
Absolutely, yeah. It's brilliant. Yeah. I think we have a lot in common with each other, I think, you know. The two nations, you know, and so it's just great to I'm meeting lots of people down here about Irish heritage as well, you know, so that's I always love to meet the diaspora people with Irish blood, you know, who were their people went around the world, you know, so a lot of respect for people who had to leave Ireland, you know.
Now tell us a small bit about you for people that mightn't be familiar. Where did you grow up and how did you get into the music scene?
I grew up in North Dublin, in Dublin City, the north side, and I think it was Phil and Tin Lizzy.
Brilliant.
Their song "Whiskey in the Jar." When I heard that, with the way he was mixing Irish traditional music with rock music, it just it sort of switched on the light in me. You know, I had to have a guitar when I heard that song.
Well, we play Phil on the program here, and my son, who's only 16, he's into his Irish music now. He's born here, but he loves him, and Luke Kelly. What a great singers, but died very young, both of them.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a great culture of soul singing in Ireland. People who sing with all their heart and soul, you know, and like Luke Kelly and Sinead O'Connor and Christy Moore and people like that were huge influences on me. People who sang from their heart, and they didn't sit on the fence, you know. They weren't afraid to nail their colours to the mast, and even though it might hurt their career, just say how they felt about when they felt like there was an injustice. They weren't afraid to speak up about it, you know.
And you've done some... did you ever get to meet Luke or Phil?
I never did, but I met everybody else, really. You know, I done an album with I've done an album with Bernie McKenna and John Sheehan, and I done a song on Ronnie Brewer's last album, and so I got to meet all the gang who are still alive, you know, so that was a great thrill for me, and I just saw how much love they had for the music, how much passion, and how they felt it in their soul, you know, and passed this on to people. So that's what I'm trying to do with my music.
And folk music is still very strong in Ireland?
Absolutely, yeah. You have the likes of Lisa O'Neill and Lancome and all these guys coming up, these sort of young singers who are really, really incredible interpreters of old folk songs, and are writing their own new folk songs. So there's a healthy scene out there, you know.
And Damien, you're strong in Ireland. What about England? Do you do many gigs over there or further afield to the US?
Yeah, I do a lot of touring in Britain, you know, England and Scotland, a lot of stuff over there. And I've got up a good following now. I have a good name there, you know, and I'm sort of getting organically, it's growing, you know. I'm in it for the long haul, you know. I don't really get much radio play in the United Kingdom, but through there regularly, I've built up a good audience, a good strong audience, and so yes, and spread organically, you know.
Well, speaking of nailing your colours to the mast, you've done it. You've talked and you've protested about some of the injustices that's happened there in Ireland, especially with the homelessnesses. I know you were part of that a group of people that protested at Apollo House a few years ago. Like Dublin, everybody telling me, is booming again, better than it was 10 years ago. But yet, we've got this huge housing crisis, and obviously some of that stuff comes through in the songs that you sing and write.
Yeah, it's booming for some people, you know. I'm in a housing coalition now at the moment. We're trying to shame the government that they're building some public housing. They won't build any public housing, you know. So they kind of feel that everyone should be able to afford to buy a house. But it's crazy. If you're on the low-income wage, there's no way you're going to be able to buy a house. So, but they refuse to build any public housing. So that's why you're seeing such a homeless, the amount of homeless people on the streets, you know.
I know. Well, it's terrible, and it seems to be, you know, the recent budget people that was hoping to be put more, but I heard the Taoiseach been interviewed on RT last week, and he says there's only so many houses, they're building more, but as you say, they need to build more affordable houses, because I lived in Dublin in the early 80s when I worked in a bank there for a while. I'm originally from the West Galway, but, you know, that time interest rates were high, but people could afford to get on the property ladder, but it's getting harder and harder now. But well done to you and to Glenn Hansard and other people like you that have, you know, not afraid to come out and, you know, protest against what's happening over there. So what are people going to get to see you over the next 3 nights in New Zealand now? What's the show? Do you mixture? Who, many more lads have you got in the band with you?
I have a lad called Rick Cranston. He used to play with Trinity Roots, and Rio Hamopo is playing as well. He plays with Trinity Roots. And Alan Doherty, who was in a band called Grada.
Yes, right.
So we have three like world class guys, you know, amazing players. So we're going to rehearse now and see how we get on. I just can't wait to play with these guys, because I know I'll learn something from them, you know, and take away some of their magic with me, you know.
And you just had a bit of a tour of Australia before you came over here.
I did indeed, yeah. Melbourne, Sydney and Perth. So they were three warm-up shows for New Zealand, really, you know.
Very, very good. And good crowds there and many, lots of expats, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah. The great audiences there. I've built up Sydney and Melbourne and Perth over the years, you know, so we really get a great showing out now, and just amazing emotional nights, you know. Everybody singing with all their soul and passion, and everybody forgets any trouble in their life or any worries they have, or, you know. So I get people walking out the door on cloud nine. Is my mission.
I'm just looking here. I was going to say when we were in New Zealand last, but it must have been in March 2014, because I put a compilation CD together of your songs. So it must have been, it's over 4 years, nearly five years since you were here.
Now, right? It's a shame it's taken so long, but it's good to be back anyway.
And Jerry is a great man. He's put this big festival, he's taken some risks. I know that you're the headliner, but you've got Lisa Flannery, you've got Lisa O'Neill, Mick Flannery, he's got other artists coming down here for the film festival as well, and New Zealand, Irish people and Kiwis here are lucky to be able to see international artists like you and all these other people coming here. So well done to Jerry Paul for putting all this together over the next few days.
He's done a great job, I have to say, now, and I'd encourage people to check out the two I know on the list of players are Lisa O'Neill, who sang on my new album, actually, and Mick Flannery, two amazing singers. So I'd encourage people to get out and see them if they're coming to their city, you know. Definitely, they're savage. They're amazing.
I'm just thinking, when did you do that song, the Ultra, at the Albert Hall? Well, what was that? That was a brilliant rendition. There was a group of you in that many years ago. Was it the Old Triangle, was it?
Oh, I wasn't there, no. I wasn't at that particular one in the Albert Hall, no. I'd never... I performed there once with Imelda May, actually, last year it was. I wasn't at that one.
We've got that song lined up next, but I thought you were part of that, but I remember seeing it. But you've certainly have a great following. We hope that the tour goes well. You're in Auckland here on Friday night, and I'm looking forward to seeing you live and catch up with you afterwards. So good luck to you and all the boys for the rehearsal tonight and for the shows over the next 3 nights, and enjoy your time in New Zealand, Damien.
Thank you very much, Oliver, and thanks for having us on your show.
Good stuff. We'll go here with the Owl Triangle, and of course Ronnie Drew sang this song as well, you know, it's a well known song that.
Hungry feeling.
Your lovely version of it here, Damien. All right.
Thanks a lot, Oliver. Right, take care.
See you, Florida. Bye now. Bye. Bye.
And the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the owl triangle went jingle jangle. Begin the morning. A screw was falling. Get up, you bouncy, and clean out your cell.
Well, that's Damien Dempsey there, and Damien talked to him there for a few minutes before he was rushing off to start rehearsal for their shows and their playing in Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland, here in Auckland on Friday night at the Tuning Fork, which is part of the Spark Arena. So still some tickets available, and as I mentioned earlier on, the film festival gets underway as well tomorrow, and plenty of tickets available for Making the Grade at the Academy Cinema in Auckland, kicking off at 6:30 tomorrow evening. So if you're listen to this on a Wednesday night in Auckland, you've got a free night on Thursday night. Why not go in there and watch that movie? All right, just looking at some of the other headlines. As if you missed the start of the programme, the big news is that the European Union and the British Prime Minister have agreed in terms for Britain's exit from the European Union, and Theresa May is tabling that in her cabinet today and before the House of Parliament. And it means that there'll be no hard border between the north and south of Ireland, but whether or not this will be accepted by her colleagues or cabinet colleagues, probably unlikely. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, he said he's certainly with the, if some of the content that he thinks is in it, the Labour Party mightn't be happy either. And of course the DUP, who are propping up the government at the moment, they said, Anthony, that's not good for Northern Ireland. They won't be supported either. So worrying times ahead today. Well, the worry is over for Sergeant Maurice McCabe, because he was cleared and vindicated at the recent tribunal, and of course he's resigned from the Gardaí in the wake of all this. He was known as a whistleblower. He talked about corrupt practices within the, and a former Garda commissioner, Martin Callanan, he called him that he was disgusting and poisonous in an RTE programme. And it looks like now that the government may follow up with Callaghan and his former PR man David Taylor to compensate Maurice McCabe financially for the harm that was done to him and his reputation. So McCabe said, "I felt like poison after the disgusting claim." And legal support for Callaghan against McCabe is going to be reviewed. So the story mightn't be over for them guys yet. Let's take another piece of music, and this is from Lisa O'Neill, who's playing here this weekend as well. So this is a song called "England Has My Men." Yes, Lisa O'Neill there, and she's playing with Mick Flannery, and they're playing at the Tuning Fork on Sunday night, the 18th of December. Plenty of tickets available for that. Just to recap some of the highlights of the festival, it kicks off tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at with music and dance at O'Hagan's Irish Pub in the Viaduct. The Irish Film Festival, as I said, at the Academy tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. and with the movie Making the Grade on. And then there's a Cayley on at Doolan Brothers in Newmarket. That's tomorrow night. Tonight, the man we just spoke to there, Damien Dempsey, 8 p.m. That's at the Tuning Fork. Still tickets available. Sean Kelly is playing at the Fiddler from 4:30 p.m. that day. The Irish Film Festival continues at various cinemas around Auckland. And then the after party on Friday night is down at the Munster Inn. Then on Saturday in Auckland, the film festival is continuing. There's an Irish trad session at the Clare Inn from 4 o'clock, 8 p.m. Alan McAvoy and Darren Jardine there at the Tuning Fork. Tickets available for that. And then the after party is at the Doolan Brothers in Newmarket. And then on Sunday, All Blacks versus Ireland, as I mentioned earlier, the Irish Society are showing it, but it's also on across all Irish pubs in Auckland. The film festival continues throughout the day, and there'll be the concert with Mick Flannery and Lisa O'Neill later on Sunday night. So that's the New Zealand Irish Festival, which gets underway tomorrow night. And speaking of getting underway, it's time for me to get out of the way here and leave you with Liam O'Flynn as we thank you for tuning in for to another edition of Ireland Calling. I'll be back next week. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.